Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The hypocrisy of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Irony of irony. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, after the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, fired its co-founder, Morris Dees, on March 13, the longstanding hypocritical behavior of ongoing sexual harassment and even racial discrimination have resurfaced inside the organization. Then, just a little over a week later, the president, Richard Cohen, resigned, submitting his resignation just after 5 o'clock p.m. to his staff on a Friday afternoon. And he has been with the SPLC since 1986, and the president of this organization going back to 2003. Matt, this is not new. In fact, the Montgomery Advertiser back in 1994 did an investigative series on the SPLC, and they said back then that the entire staff of SPLC resigned in one lump sum on one day or within a period of time in 1985.
Wow.
And they resigned over the fundraising tactics of Morris Dees, and racial discrimination charges go back at least to 1994. So this is not something new. This is just the hypocrisy of the SPLC. They have sexual harassment. They have racial discrimination rampant, according to its former people, staff, one of which is a reporter now for Rolling Stone. They say that this has been going on. It's quite widespread. It goes all the way to the top. And yet they're going out to the public and saying, oh, they're opposed to discrimination.
Yeah.
And they then want to raise funds, hundreds of millions of dollars, at the expense of other people and organizations, which they then label a so-called hate group.
Yeah, the SPLC, for years and years, you know, it may have started out with some noble intentions with regard to civil rights and so forth, but it's a left-wing extremist anti-Christian organization that the irony of ironies, as you put it, Matt, is that they hold themselves out as the arbiter of hate and bigotry and discrimination. Yet isn't that so common with the left, that they're actually behind the scenes doing exactly that which they purport to be fighting against? And that, and as the evidence is coming out here, and with the implosion of the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, some people might call it karma. I don't believe in that, but it's just the natural consequences of bad actions. And the SPLC is a bad organization. They need to wither on the vine. They need to go away, or they need to be completely gutted and actually get about the business of standing up for true civil rights rather than pushing an extremist left-wing anti-Christian agenda.
It's all about fundraising.
Yeah.
It's all about, and they're masters at fundraising. They have over $500 million in assets. They have over $100 million
in
offshore foreign accounts, secret accounts.
And you know, by the end of last year, their offshore accounts increased $30 million.
Yeah, offshore accounts.
Offshore.
Now you ask, why does a nonprofit need offshore accounts? Why do you need secret bank accounts?
Why are you
accounts?
Burying the sand in the Cayman Islands?
Well, the Los Angeles Times and the Alabama Political Reporter reported that Dees' removal had come. And this is, again, this is the co-founder. It's not some lower level, not even somebody who was appointed later. He co-founded the organization. Mm-hmm. That it came amidst a staff revolt over racial and sexual harassment allegations of non-white and female staffers. The catalyst was the resignation of the senior attorney, Meredith Horton, SPLC's highest-ranking black woman, in an internal email to the organization's legal department. Announcing her departure, she suggested that the center needed to create a more inclusive work environment and noted the hardships women and employees of color faced inside the SPLC. Bob Moser, formerly a writer for the SPLC, came to the SPLC. He was idyllic. He wanted to make a difference. And he soon realized that this is the most contradictory place. And he said that other people felt the same way, that they had this one idea that they would promote to the donors, that they're out there fighting for justice. And yet inside, they're doing exactly the opposite. He says it's the most contradictory world in which you could imagine inside and thus outside the organization.
Yeah, when he first started, he had a coworker say that to him, like, "Welcome, honey, to the poverty palace. I can guarantee you, you'll never step foot in a more contradictory place as long as you live."
Yeah.
And there's so a clue right there.
He now writes for the Rolling Stone, and he wrote an article in The New Yorker, recently published, about his time and his experience inside the SPLC. It's shocking. So not only did they have ongoing, long-standing, by the way, this is not just recent, goes back to 1994, because that was revealed by the Montgomery Advertiser in its 1994 investigative series. It also talked about the resignation of the staff. So this fundraising problem, this unethical fundraising, this obsession with fundraising, anything at the expense of fundraising. So they can do whatever they want to on the inside. They can live however bad on the inside, practice discrimination on the inside, but let's go out and dupe donors and tell them that we're fighting for justice so that they could raise hundreds of millions of dollars and stash them away.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned Bob Moser, you know, writing that article. These are not people on the outside, critics that are saying this. These are people on the inside. And Moser, he said it this way. He said that the SPLC was, quote, ripping off donors while turning a blind eye to sexual harassment and racial discrimination. But it's much deeper than that. The SPLC's credibility has just crumbled in recent years by switching over against legitimate mainstream Christian organizations and individuals and trying to smear them with this hate group label, Liberty Council being one of their primary targets. They go after people that are a threat to their radical left-wing agenda. And they can't argue on the merits, so they just use ad hominem attacks. Oh, you're a hater, you're a bigot, and they put an official supposed title, hate group, on people. Now they have multiple lawsuits that people are filing against them for
and
this as
well. Moser said that incoming female staffers were warned, and I'm quoting from him in his article, by their new colleagues about D's reputation for hitting on young women. And the unchecked power of the lavishly compensated white men at the top of the organization, D's, and the center's president, Richard Cohen, made staffers, he says, pessimistic that any of these issues would ever be addressed. That's what he wrote in The New Yorker, and he wrote so much more. We have the press release there at Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We also have a special page dedicated to just this issue of the false and dangerous history and activity of the SPLC. They're all about fundraising. And Matt, they are willing to put real, legitimate, peaceful, God-loving, freedom-loving people's lives and organizations at risk. I'm talking about even physical risk.
Yes, it's caused violence.
In order to raise money.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the shooter of Congressman Scalise was a big fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Family Research Council a few years ago, you'll remember. A homosexual activist used the SPLC's propagandist material in order to go try to commit mass murder, and but for the bravery and heroism of the security guard, the manager there, the security manager, he would have killed many people. He had the Chick-fil-A sandwiches he was going to rub on people's face. He cited the SPLC's
as the reason,
material. And
he
the FBI
had gone to
hasn't SPLC's acknowledged that. Yeah,
hate map. And you know, there's other people that are complicit, other organizations, Google, YouTube, Vimeo, Amazon, Microsoft, Twitter, Facebook, and much more, for citing, and also media that every year promotes this hate list that comes out from the SPLC. They enable and have enabled this hypocrisy of the SPLC. I call upon all of them to stop using the false, defamatory, and frankly dangerous hate list and hate map from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Stop publishing this every year, media, that wants to just promote this because you're promoting an organization that is absolutely contradictory and actually will, as a result, cause harm to real people who are peaceful, freedom-loving individuals that happen to be on this hate list because the SPLC disagrees with you, not because you're a hater, but because they just simply disagree with you. And they do that in order to raise funds. Well, the SPLC is imploding. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we continue our fight for freedom, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. lc.org.